baby.
That's the weekend. You know, I've been in radio most of my adult life. Well, teenager. I got in at 15. If I was on the radio, I went back in time and played that song, people would think it's brand new Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Michael Jackson.
Identical.
You can tell he's inspired by that. Mm-hmm. Latest with The Weeknd, by the way. Okay, so we know that The Weeknd, or this is what we hear, nothing's confirmed. It's not like he called me personally. But we hear that The Weeknd actually broke up with Selena. And then the latest is that Selena and Justin are supposedly back together. Well, The Weeknd has now been spotted out a few nights last week with a woman named Yovana Ventura. I don't know who that is. But apparently, she dated Justin Bieber back in 2015.
Oh. You're kidding me. Yes.
We just can't make this up.
Let's talk about last night. We were very privileged to get to attend Thunder Gong, a wonderful fundraiser for Steps of Faith Foundation. Thank you so much to Brandon and Billy and their wives for inviting us. But here's the deal. There's people with drinks. We're at the Uptown. We're kind of dressed up. We're having fun. I think mine was first where Tara was sitting on one side of me.
Right.
My husband's on the other side of me. He's got a wine glass, by the way, with the stem and everything. Sitting in one of those cup holders on the chair, which doesn't work. Tara is trying to get past me, doesn't even give me a chance to stand up, so she's basically straddling me. She spills in her seat. She spills her drink. So I pick up her purse to try and help her, and then Billy's trying to reach over. Basically, they end up knocking his drink all over my dress. I mean, completely over my dress. The worst part is I get up and show Rocket, and he's sitting next to our friend Chris Ketz from KNBC. Neither one of them know what's wrong. I walk away, and they're
both
like,
"Part of the dress."
I thought that big black spot was part of her dress. That was the worst. And then Rocket comes over.
So I'm talking to Chris Ketz. Well, he knocks his drink over. So I'm on the aisle next to Billy. Emily Katz's music is sitting next to me. Then Chris Ketz and his
Dana.
Yeah, and Dana. So he knocks his over. I jump, knock mine over, spill an entire glass of red wine on Emily's fancy jeans.
Oh, and no. Rocket keeps going, "I ruined her designer jeans. I ruined her designer jeans." And all I can think is, well, my dress was from Old Navy, so I'm fine.
So I'll find out today if I'm buying some rock and roll jeans tonight.
Exactly. And other things we can't make up stories. There's a guy in Texas who's been lined up outside of Best Buy for Black Friday since last Tuesday, guys. As far as we know, he's the first one in the country. And a police interrogation. First of all, I got to preface this. This is a local story that came out of the KC Star and has made it all the way to national news. I've seen it on the BBC News. I've seen it in Time. So yay for
Time
you guys.
Time Magazine?
Yeah. Well, they have a website too.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a police interrogation of a Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses, whatever, ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room by the suspect's excessive flatulence.
Ew.
A detective reported that when asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr. leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. And the Kansas City Star reports that Sykes continued to be flatulent and the detective was actually forced to quickly end the interview and leave the room.
We just can't make this up.
That is crazy.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.
What's good? This is Nicki Minaj.
It's Katy Perry.
One Direction.
Hi, I'm Adele.
This is the sound of Kansas' number one hit music station.